Hello once again. This is Timothy Watkins, and I'd like to welcome you back to the Church of Toby. I feel like it's been a minute since last we talked. I suppose that's entirely my fault. I was about to say a little bit my fault, but I mean, it's my show. I'm in charge of it. So it is 100% my fault, and I apologize to you. It has been a very busy last couple of weeks, and it's hard to book interviews on this show. One, because I don't really book anybody on this podcast for interviews. This is a very close friends kind of podcast. I only put people on here that I can bullshit with for very long, meaningless periods of time. And because of that, and how much I travel, it's very hard to link up with friends. It's very hard to find a time where both of us are free and available. But nevertheless, we are back and we are turning to the book of Spider-Man 2, Chapter 3. Specifically in Chapter 3, where Peter Parker is having a dinner conversation with Otto Octavius. Excuse me, Dr. Otto Octavius. Now keep in mind, previously, the good doctor has been showing Peter the inner workings, the mechanisms of his machine that hopefully will bring restorable, reusable energy for the entire world. And now we cut to Peter Parker and Doc Ock at the dinner table. Peter, are you sure you can stabilize the fusion reaction? Dr. Otto looks at Peter, pretty much offended, right? What the fuck, kid? Peter, what have I been talking about for the last hour and a half? This is my life's work. I certainly know the consequences of the slightest miscalculation. Now, as we all know, Doc Ock did make a few miscalculations, which led to the death of his wife, the brainwashing of himself by his own robotic tentacle creations, and his eventual death. And I mean, almost the almost destruction of New York City. So yeah, Doc Ock made a few miscalculations. Kind of like me and Jason did, or at least I feel like me and Jason did, on our last episode of the Church of Toby. Me and Jason talked about a specific potential cult, a church of goo. And after that episode aired, do you say aired on a podcast? After I posted that last episode, some things have been happening in both the lives of myself and Jason that we want to talk to you about more in depth in this episode of the Church of Toby. Recorded on my front lawn in my beautiful Nissan Versa Blondie on June 1st, 2019.
See it.
Well, why did you show your coworkers this?
Oh, they showed me. So they're like, it's like 5 o'clock, and we get off at 6. And this guy I work with named Dylan was like, "You want to see something fucked up?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And it was sure enough, like Pikachu's face. The vagina was like the mouth, and uh-huh. The asshole was like in the forehead area.
Do they still have eyes?
No.
Oh.
Just a vagina.
Oh, so it's like a cruel creature.
Just a yellow vagina. Mm-hmm. Pika pika.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is an interesting day at work today.
Is that a usual day at work?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, it's either a vagina Pikachu or a penis Digimon.
Who doesn't love a good penis Digimon?
Would you watch that porn parody? Digimon?
Dickiemon?
That's a good start. So there's potential. I mean, it works well in a story because the Digimon are in the digital world, right?
Yeah.
Well, the porn world just leaks in
to the Digimon
and corrupts the Digimon. Some of those Digimon were asking for it, man. That girl Pegasus thing? Man.
Are you saying you would get pegged by that girl Pegasus?
I did not say that.
You did not say that.
That was weird. It was like, it was a little pig with wings.
Yeah.
And then evolved into a very big-breasted angel.
Yeah, well, that wasn't a girl. I think that was a little boy. Wow. You remember? Because he didn't have a second stage.
Damn. Well, I feel really terrible for jacking off to that then. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, but I don't feel bad at all.
There was. Say, that's actually what I came here to talk to you about. But no, there were Yu-Gi-Oh cards too, man. There were some scantily clad. You know they had to censor some Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
No. I don't even know what Yu-Gi-Oh is.
The card game.
Oh, well, I know, but I don't get the premise to Yu-Gi-Oh.
That's a card game.
I get that, but what is on the cards?
Pictures, dude.
What are they pictures of?
Oh, various assorted creatures and a few miscellaneous. You say miscellaneous or miscellaneous?
Miscellaneous.
But you call it misc.
No, it's miscellaneous.
Yeah, but the short version of that is misc.
Yeah.
Why?
I am not the person to be asking English questions to.
I'd be like, who the fuck is? Like, I gotta...
My sister's an English major. I'm sure she could answer. If I could text her right now and she'd be like,
I feel
it's
like conver-
10 o'clock on a Friday, you fuck.
I feel like conversations with English majors are never fun.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sometimes my sister
it's like,
has
you know,
some woozies.
You know how you like you can't play a sport with someone that just keeps beating you so bad that you're like, okay, this isn't fun anymore? English majors do that with talking. They just ruin talking for you.
Dude, isn't it the worst when you have English majors that are on Facebook? And, like, you're like, I just want to scroll through my news feed, but I've got to read 6 paragraphs for you to be like, and I got a flat tire at the end of the, the end of the trip. I'm like...
Yeah, a very harrowing tale of a flat tire. Or isn't it depressing when an English major asks you for if you want fries with that? That's classic. That's not even any comedian's joke. That's a tale as old as time.
Yeah, that's what you call public domain.
Yeah, as long as... Dude,
it's
as
like
long,
jingle bells.
Yeah, exactly. imagine the first guy to get sued for covering Jingle Bells before. How does? Well, I guess Disney changed the whole free domain thing back in the day.
Well,
it used to be really easy for things to get into the free domain.
I think it's 100 years.
Wow.
100 years. So, like, Let It Snow is free domain. No one owns that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why we're going to sell it.
You can't sell Let It Snow. But it's
why
weird.
Nobody owns it.
It's weird because you can do like a Christmas album and one of the tracks can be like Let It Snow.
Is that the official admission of defeat when it comes to the artists when they do the Christmas album?
Well, yeah, bro. Dude, I don't know. Mariah Carey Christmas.
Mariah Carey had a good Christmas song.
I kind of know.
I'm full of shit, dude. The Mariah Carey album is fucking
dope.
Amazing.
Look, I
dude,
hate
dude,
Christmas
Mariah
music.
Carey, Mariah
but when
Carey,
it was Mariah Carey time.
Christmas, bro.
So good. So good.
She really, it really wasn't bad. But other than that,
House of Heroes, they were a Christian punk band. They did a really good, really good Christmas album.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. If you're into that kind of thing. So there's two.
There's two. I feel like for the most part, maybe not admitting that it's the end, but definitely like, yeah, I'm a niche musician now. Did Maroon 5 do a Christmas album?
Not yet, dude.
It's
after
coming.
That,
they did the
that,
Super Bowl.
After that Super Bowl.
Dude. A Maroon 5 Christmas? What does that even sound like?
There's no telling, but he's probably going to take his shirt off at some point. I'm like, Adam, please put your shirt back on.
All the tattoos are Christmas themed now.
Why do you have the words California tattooed on your belly?
Because, bro, if you can't see this, listeners, but I'm dabbing. California. California, bro.
I get it. You went to California.
Yeah. And
once.
You know what I did? I had a great fucking time.
In between Renaissance times?
Did you know that in California, they just give you marijuana?
You don't have to pay for it?
No, it's like taking a ticket.
They're like, welcome to California.
Like, welcome
here's
to California.
A joint.
The police pull you over to
son,
give you weed.
Son, are you sober?
Son, are you sober?
Officer, I swear.
He has a bag of Doritos. Like, that's the test to see if I'm sober. If I can resist grabbing the... Like, you resist grabbing the... It's where his gun was.
He beats you fucking Rodney King style because you're not high.
Holy shit. Oh, man. You've been waiting to make a Rodney King beating reference.
I mean, I bet you a majority of your listeners don't know who Rodney King is.
That's probably a good point. point.
Because they were born after the White Bronco. Do you remember the White Bronco, Chase? Did you watch?
I mean, I don't remember it. I know of it.
Dude, I was in third grade.
Wow.
I think. It was around, yeah. I remember, like, random news, like, clips from stuff. Like, I remember the Bronco. Mm-hmm. I remember my mom escorting me out of the room when they were talking about Monica Lewinsky giving President Clinton a blowjob.
Oof.
And, like, me asking questions like, DNA on her dress. What is that?
You were just walking around school going, DNA. There's DNA on her dress.
What
does it mean?
What does it mean? What does that mean? And they'd be like, ask your parents. And I would go home and I'd be like, Leonard, Jude, what does DNA on your dress mean? And he'd be like, oh, Jesus Christ, we're not ready to have this conversation.
Yeah, we're not fucking ready to have this fucking conversation, Jason.
They were like, look, sometimes adults do things that they shouldn't do.
You know, it's crazy. That's crazy that that's how they brought that to your attention. Also, why didn't they just say there was blood on it?
Well, yeah. But then I would be
it's
like...
It's an immediate...
I'd be like, did he cut his finger? Like,
what, yeah. What? Yes, Jason, he did.
I was telling Haley this, too. I remember being a kid and listening to the radio. I was young. You remember there was a sitcom called The Ellen DeGeneres Show?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
It's actually kind of funny. It's kind of like a Drew Carey show. Like, Ellen is, like, works at a bar or some shit.
Nice. Did you have that mullet?
I don't remember anything about this, but I remember on the radio, I was young, I was like 5, 6, mm-hmm. them saying, she's coming out of the closet tonight. She's going to be the first person to come out of the closet on national television. And I remember looking at my mom, dead serious, being like, so how long in the show has she been in the closet? Because I watched it last week.
When did that happen? They have a whole gag where she's trapped in the closet.
Of coming out of a closet?
Yeah.
And my mom was just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Because you're 5, you don't know shit. Like,
yeah.
No one ever taught me the term, oh, she's in the closet.
Right. You just thought, man, like, oh, shit, the monster probably got her.
Oh, shit. Anyway, I'm going to listen
to... Monster trapped in the closet.
I'm going to listen to the Space Jam soundtrack.
Yeah, dude. I remember the Michael Jackson scandal. I was about that age when that happened.
I was older.
My grandmother and granddad just kept having to tell me, like, he's accused of hurting children. There was a big pause. And I was just like, I don't like that.
People who hurt children. Yeah,
he's a hurtophile.
Yeah, my parents, I think I was like... So if you were like 5 or 6, I was probably like 10.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe like 8. And my parents were like, look, man, sometimes bad people want you to sleep in their bed. Don't do it. Macaulay Culkin did it. Yeah. Don't be like Macaulay Culkin. Dude,
when I lost my virginity that night at the Mallard, yeah, take it in. That's where I lost it. Well, actually, no, I went to her house.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, that would be even worse.
Because that's redeemable, right?
Not very much. I mean,
her name still sounded like a DJ.
And she also was married.
No, she was. Actually.
She had not signed the papers yet. No. I vividly remember this story. And let me tell you why, Tim. Because me and Haley had not been dating for very long.
Uh-huh.
We decided to stay at home and not go to the Ballard with you crazy fools and want to ghost shark.
Wow.
And in the middle of ghost shark...
Ghost shark is actually very similar to what losing my virginity was
if
like.
If you're wet, you're dead.
If I'm wet, I'm dead.
That's the tagline of Ghost Shark. So we watch Ghost Shark, and everything's good, and it's like 12:01. Mm-hmm. I get a text message from Debbie. Do you know where Tim is? And I went, no. And then I get a phone call from Debbie at like 3:00 in the morning, mm-hmm. and it's like, where's Tim? And then Tyler Jackson calls me. He's like, do you know where Tim is?
Yeah.
And then...
so it started like, a chain reaction of people asking, do you know where...
I keep getting, like, phone calls. And I'm like, did Tim say he was with me? Like, why is everybody calling me? And I'm like, me and Haley are like, I just want to sleep, man.
Right.
And then, sure enough...
Good to know you were so concerned for me.
Oh, I figured you were all right. But then, like, I think, like, 9 o'clock, Debbie was like, yeah, some girl just dropped him off. And I was like, look at Tim. I was pissed, but...
Yeah, and Sam, me and you are cool, but that bitch told my mom that I left with an extremely older woman.
How much older was she?
I was 18, she was 21.
That's extremely older.
That, no, dude, the way my parents, had to talk with me the next day like I was molested.
Like you were Michael Jackson.
Like a 50 or 40 year old woman had taken me and taken advantage of me, and my dad had to explain to me the temptations of alcohol and how there are older women prowling, trying to take advantage of young men. And I didn't know that Sam had told them this at the time, so the entire time I'm thinking, dude, what the fuck? That is not where I thought this was going.
So, what is the age that you cap it off at? Where you're like, I would not have sex with someone. You're a single guy.
You're asking me this in Macomb, Mississippi?
Well, I mean, you're on the road a lot. Someone's, like, strange, like...
40.
40. 40. You won't go above 40?
No.
You tell me you wouldn't fuck a 50-year-old?
Nah. That's kind of weird.
What does she look like really good for a 50-year-old?
Why?
I'm just curious.
This is also not where I expected the conversation to be going.
I'm just curious. Like, is there a gap where you're like, nah?
Oh, there's a gap. Trust me. I'll fill it.
I gotta go.
You know, that night led to a lot of people being very pissed off at me.
I was pissed off at you.
Which kind of brings us to the reason why we have gathered here. We've...
Church of the Goo 2, Electric Boogaloo.
We've caused quite a stir, my friend.
Did we? Yeah.
Yeah. I call it a stir.
I've definitely noticed people at Walmart look at me differently when they go grocery shopping.
Yeah, I hung out with our past leaders at New Heights.
A past leader?
They're, I mean, trying not to say names here.
Fammy and Wathan?
It's your burden to bear, man. That's your burden to bear.
You think they're getting into our code? Okay, our...
The last people we fake named definitely heard this shit. And they were not shy about letting you know that they had heard this shit.
Okay. Those two people.
Jason, the two people that are from this church that said, yeah, we'd love to come on the podcast and talk about it. We have not heard from them in weeks.
They got to them, man. They were like, no.
If I'm texting anything to Flamley and Payton, it's that I'm fucking sorry. It's that I did not know what I was getting into. I was a young man.
What leaders did you talk? Like, what
that is who I was talking
what
about.
What did they say?
Oh, they it's hard. They don't look. They
don't listen?
No, they don't. It was kind of awkward seeing them the other day.
You think that they.
Possibly.
Did they listen?
Maybe.
Dude, we say so much fuck shit before we get to that.
Yeah.
There's no way, dude. We talked about. I'm pretty sure we talked about cucking for a
very extended period of time.
Very extended period.
Yeah. You have one more thing to drop. And then I'm fucking done with you.
I'm dropping you and I'm saying names.
Dropping you.
Yeah, dude, it was really...
I'm like, in order.
Well, at first they were like, we want to do it. I'm like, awesome, this is going to be the greatest podcast ever. And then it was... Is there any way he could change our voices?
Right. And then we had the funny idea for us to just interview him and then have somebody goofy read the script.
And then they just stopped talking.
Nothing.
Dude, the goo is ever stretching.
So did our supposed anonymous?
Anonymous?
People? Give you anything?
Yeah, I got some stuff.
Hit us with it.
Okay, one, our magic goo Bible came from Israel.
Okay.
They went back to find other stuff.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know what they did. we could have like a real Indiana Jones situation here, except Indiana Jones is the bad guy in this situation.
Yeah. And all his followers are called captives.
Just the youth.
Just the youth.
My spiritual father.
You will accept me as your spiritual father.
One guy's like, I don't know, and it's just, instead of, like, him having swords, he's just like, I don't know if this, he just pulls out a gun and shoots him.
It's a well-thought-out argument. It's like, you shouldn't be treating people like this. This is dangerous. This is, and then he shoots him, and the crowd goes, ah.
He puts the gun away. He's just like, Indiana Jones.
Doon-doon-doon, doon-doon-doon.
Indiana Jones just straight murdered that guy.
And I don't know anybody that's upset. When Harrison Ford murders you, it's just accepted. Everyone's pissed that Han shot first and then George Lucas re-edited that movie.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like, no, Han Solo killed this person.
You know what makes
me sad?
And
we're not sad about it.
We watched, me and Abigail watched New Hope, and it's not the original VHS version.
I actually have that if you want to borrow that.
The original?
Yeah.
Sweet.
The white colored lightsabers,
yeah.
The toy model.
Yeah. And Abigail's going to grow up in a world where she thinks that Han didn't shoot first.
And what is that going to do to her?
I don't know, man. Think about the prequels.
She might feel lonely. She might feel disconnected from the world.
She might become a captive.
She might become a captive. That's where I was headed.
If your dad won't bring you to the Church of the Coup, I'll be your father. Okay, so there's more stuff. So, I happen to know... I know one story that I'm just not going to divulge, because it's... I'll tell you off air. It's shocking, and... it's just not funny. It's just not podcast material.
Okay.
Needless to say, it's super fucked up.
I'm going to hit pause. You're going to tell me. Wow.
That is the most shocking thing that that I can say. Also.
Okay.
I can talk about this. When you join that church, you sign a contract.
I love a good contract.
And that contract says, like, if you're out in public, no fucking cussing, no fucking smoking, and no fucking drinking.
And no fucking fucking,
and no fuck. Well, not in public.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can be promiscuous?
I don't know.
No husband? Okay, hold up. Where do the wives sleep? Where do the wives sleep, Jason?
And, you know, I noticed something. We know someone close to us.
We know a couple people.
That are bathed in the blood of the goo. And, like, this one person was dating someone. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I think they might have been engaged. And then they broke up. And then, like, 2 weeks later, this person was engaged to someone else.
That also man's name was Tom Cruise.
No, I think... I have this conspiracy theory that me and Haley have been working on. And I think that, like... they're setting people up into couples.
Oh, my God. Arranged marriage type?
Kind of. Like, but they're like, my spiritual father thinks that we should date.
Pick up line of the century.
So, do you read over the contract before you sign it and then go, nah? Or do you just like, oh, this seems legit and sign it? Or how many people actually read the contract?
If a church presents a contract to me, I'm definitely fucking reading it.
You gotta read it, right?
Yeah.
But you drink in public, you cuss it. Oh, also in the contract it states that you can't hang out with people who do that in public.
Right.
So if I see you and I go to the goo, mm-hmm. and you don't, and you're just, you know, fucking drinking at El Dorado or something.
Yeah, cursing.
Cursing, hey, smoking.
Hey, fuck waiter. Where's my fuck food?
You're smoking. You're doing all these kinds of terrible things. Like
you
hanging
shitty.
Out with Tyler Jackson. I can't. If
you're
I
a
see,
large dump, asshole.
If I see you guys, I had to be like, oh.
Damn.
I have to leave El Dorado immediately because my spiritual contract sinks.
Oh, my God.
It's like an AEW exclusive deal.
You have to have a little briefcase handcuffed to you at all times. The contract.
the contract.
Is it signed in blood or is it signed in goo?
I think you signed in ink. But that that ink represents blood.
Oh man. Oh, they make you sign in wine and breadcrumbs.
Yeah, it's a...
They make you write with a soggy piece of bread.
It's a situation... Didn't you say, and I don't mean the humble brag, you know
I
me.
I said a lot of things.
Didn't you say that the Church of the Goo Part 1 was the highest played Church of the Toby?
It was not the... It's top three.
Top three. Damn. You think this one breaks... Do we have a endgame situation where we break Avatar?
No, I think we would have to have brought someone else in. I think it would have to have been the witnesses who are...
Nameless.
Who are... No, I was about to say unwitnessed. We don't know where the fuck they are.
Someone sent them a text message and be like, calm the fuck down. It's weird that the information you know, all of a sudden they know.
They open... They... She... He or she... opens the door. She's
they.
Dead. There
they.
We go. That's one person who got killed. Great. You know what? I was thinking we could be real douchebags,
and just, 100%
douchebags, and name witnesses that aren't the witnesses but are in the church.
I got the first one that I would name.
Oh, I got a couple.
Oh, I got one. Old Chip Tooth.
I think we could...
You remember Chip Tooth?
No.
You don't remember us playing laser tag that day with New Heights and a certain someone tripped and busted her tooth on a pole?
That was crazy. That was actually a boy.
That was not a boy.
Yeah. Or okay, two people got their teeth chipped.
No, there was one person.
Yeah, and she was weak.
Obviously. I mean, she had a terrible taste in people that she dated. Just skating that line, aren't we?
You're past the line, dude. You're in deep. You're going for blood.
Did you say I'm in dick?
You are in dick. You are deep in dick right now, sir. Ever watch the Death Stranding trailer?
No.
Good.
Oh, wait.
The Norman Reedus video.
Yeah, Norman Reedus and the Funky Fetus. I watched that at work today, and I was like, nice. What in the hell is this game?
That's kind of why I want to play it, though. It's like, what the fuck is this?
Why is the like one of the tools is
it's a baby
pissing?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means you're a captive. And it means that Norman Reedus is your spiritual father.
And it is past 9:30, yeah. Young man.
The Church of Goo actually clones people.
Dude, wouldn't that mean like, and the real them are just like in the basement?
That would be a better storyline if there was cool people to find in the basement. if all the people I know go there are just like, hey, we were cloning the whole time. Like, oh, great.
Terrific.
That helps out a lot. That does not make any difference to me.
You just shut the door to the basement.
And I lock it back. You're like, oh, I thought there was going to be like a scepter in here or some shit. Sorry.
You're like, Jason, I know, and they can't be let back out. Pike County's better with them in the basement.
Pike County's better than... I start putting more people in the basement. I'm like, welcome to the Church of Toby. I got the Mad Max guitar guy going down fucking Main Street. It's been me the whole time.
It was me. I've been the spiritual father behind the spiritual father.
No, I'm just like, I am the spiritual grandfather. The father of the spiritual father.
So, what do you think they find in Israel?
Oh, a bunch of fucked up shit, man. Are you kidding me?
If
the first finding was a Bible that secretes goo with holy properties, I'd be surprised if the holy hand grenade or something.
You should take the holy hand grenade and count through.
1, 2, 5. No, 3 set. That's such a dumb movie, but goddamn, it's hilarious. That rabbit bites that dude's fucking head off.
I made Haley watch that not too long ago, and at the end she was just like, what the fuck, Jason?
What is your favorite color? Blue. Oh, no, I meant green. No.
Ha 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 ha!
Who is your spiritual father? My dad. Oh, I mean you. Paul Bettany's just in the back, going to town on his fucking spine.
So
I've been drinking a little bit, in case you can tell.
I can tell you're loose.
I'm ready.
I'm ready at all times.
Next question. Were you there when Jeffrey was doing that 2012 interview? Yes, you were.
Oh, yeah. Because they were like, we can't name drop. And I was like, Ashley Parda and Dustin Parda. They live in Tylertown.
Jeffrey was talking about getting drunk with Mayan. He was just like, fuck it, man. You telling me you don't want to drill to the center of the earth?
And drink with the Mayans? Next question.
Get $50, man. That's like 50 fucking Natty Lights.
Sorry.
No, but we actually might be in trouble.
Why?
I mean, it's two people have disappeared.
I think they're alive. They keep posting Instagram stories.
Oh. Is that what you think?
Oh, God.
They found the body.
He was in the basement the whole time.
Dude, what if the fucking cop car pulled over and the guy got out and the cop had like a goo cross on his forehead and we're like, oh my God.
He just shoots you and he's like, let this be a lesson to you.
He's like, knock, 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 assholes. Nathan and Tammy sent their fucking regards. Choo, 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 choo. It's like the Godfather scene where like 80 people are shooting him.
We're just surrounded. They're like, you cannot put this podcast out. We found some stuff in history.
We found some.
It's gooey bullets, motherfucker.
They're not even hurting us. We're like, oh, shit.
Ah, fuck.
Fuck. Damn. Son of a bitch.
It's just a mild inconvenience at this point.
Like New Heights eventually became. I do miss the days, man. I do miss the good old days.
Dude, I have so many things I could say. I'm not going to, but I have so many things I could say.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
About what?
Things.
And stuff?
And stuff. I have a lot of stories that I'm just not going to tell on the podcast. It's a lot of off-screen stuff going on in this podcast.
A lot of behind the scenes. Yeah, we're really trying to break the fourth wall, aren't we?
So what? All right. Is it a cave of wonders, you think? They just go deeper in the cave? Eventually they're going to find Will Smith as the genie? It won't be as good, but...
No, it won't be. It would be like shittier CGI in real life. He's all pixelated. Like, damn.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
Hey.
Here's a cross that lets out a weird aroma.
That would be the thing, wouldn't it? It would be spiritual artifacts that just secrete a mild...
like a mild...
Here's a cross that smells weird.
Here's a
cup that leaks.
No, here's a cup that changes color when liquid is poured into it.
It's the latest spiritual artifact.
We call it the mood cup.
We call it the mood cup. Every color is perfect unless it turns orange, and then we kill you immediately.
We gotta drop some blood in there. If it turns orange, then we know.
Then we know.
We know what?
We know.
What do you mean we know?
And he's gonna turn into that fucking dude from Sin City.
Elijah Wood's character?
Yeah.
Fucking dope.
He's a crazy ass dude, man.
Man, Sin City 2, what a letdown.
I would say most of Frank Miller's sequels, both movie inspired and his comics, the sequels never hold up.
Frank Miller.
He did good.
We
Dark Knight Returns.
We deep dived into Frank Miller at work, and we were like, I don't know if this is great.
I think he doesn't have a great full body of work. I think he has a couple one-hit wonders.
Go look at Dark Knight Returns. Go really look at the art on it.
The art's not good.
Everybody's hands are just crazily... And some of the stories in Dark Knight Returns, you're just like, Frank.
Like what? Now, this is coming from a dude who would not shut the fuck up about the Dark Knight Returns DVD.
Yeah.
And the Dark Knight Returns in general.
And the book, yeah.
So what's persuaded you?
When I got people into comics, what was the first book I gave them? I was always like, you gotta read Dark Knight Returns, man.
That's right.
And then...
And then you give them a French kiss. The weirdest thing.
I gave them a Dark Knight Returns that, and that secretes black goo.
You would pinch them? You would pinch them, not to the point of bleeding, but like, you know how like the skin's barely broken?
It kind
of
looks like a hickey.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, what the fuck are you doing? You go, symbolism.
And then I would take the goo that's secreted from the Dark Knight Returns.
Am I pinching you or am I pinching myself? Rape, murder, questions, drugs, communism.
But the woman with
what did I fucking say? You had one more thing to drop. I don't even know what that was.
It's my phone again.
Continue.
But the woman with swastika nipples is...
That was pretty wild.
It's a bit much.
Yeah.
And, very... just like... I don't know, man. It's not as bad as The Dark Knight Strikes Back, which is...
I've never read that.
Happens right before and after 9/11, I think. So, like, the book just takes a drastic turn.
Right.
And Dark Knight 3...
Like I said, I don't think any of his sequels are good.
The Master Race is the name of the Dark Knight 3.
Really? Wow. It's all Nazis with him.
It is. It's a lot
Nazis
of
Nazis in Russia.
He doesn't know how to draw women. He doesn't know how.
Oh, knows how to draw them. All right.
He doesn't.
How they're supposed to look.
He doesn't know how to write women.
Well, you just put them there. You just draw them.
And then there's that really weird scene where Joker dresses up Selina Kyle as Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And rapes her.
What? Well, Jason, that's the real world. That's nitty, that's gritty, and that's totally necessary. Dude, you know why?
I don't know why. Do you know why?
So you tell me you don't like the Man of Steel?
Dude, I've got to read you something.
Okay.
We're going to go. I'm going to get a response out of you. So Snyder was asked about Batman killing people in his movies.
Oh yeah, and he said, "Suck a dick, dude. You probably lost your virginity that movie."
Right? Yeah, something along those lines. But it's insane. It is the workings of a crazy person.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm gonna give you the exact quotes.
Go for it.
Someone says to me, "Batman killed a guy." I'm like, "Fuck, really? Wake the fuck up." That's what Batman... I'm sorry, I'm reading. That was the first part of his quote. He then goes on to say... I can't find the exact quote. This is just an article where he's saying different... Basically, he's like, you lost your virginity to this movie.
Yeah.
And then he's like, my Batman, like, raped people and stole money from the government. And he's like, you can, like... Your superhero's not killing people, and that's whatever, but live in the fucking real world, man. And I'm like, number one, you were writing a movie about a man that dresses up
like
a bat.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, such aggression.
It was almost like he did a line of coke. That's what it sounds like. Like, you need to read the whole quote. It's insane. It's like... My superhero stole from the government at one point.
And raped people? What? Because he's a real man.
Before he got Man of Steel, they did an interview with him during Watchmen, and they're like, he's like, in my Batman movie, Batman could go to jail and get raped. I'm not afraid to go there. And I'm like, and DC was like, yes. This is the guy we need.
I like him.
He understands the DC mythos.
He actually had one idea that actually got canned that they didn't allow. He had this idea where when people got different emotions, their eyes would change color. But unfortunately, Lucy stole that idea from Zack Snyder.
I can't wait for his new werewolf movie
You remember when Zack Snyder would send Snapchats to people, said the writing process, and it was a blank fucking notebook?
The bad thing is, I can see Zack Snyder two doing people that. Doing that. Well, I did see one of them do it.
You remember when Zack Snyder got really drunk at John Miller's house?
And told us.
And told us that he was a werewolf, he would eat us
all.
Without his shirt on.
And he was like, why do you think my ex-wife doesn't like me?
I was like, because you're Zack fucking Snyder. Nobody likes you, dude.
Now I'm going to go hang out with your ex-wife and get blown.
Yeah,
that was crazy when Michael Bay did that. Because let's be real.
Wait,
let's be real.
Are you Michael Bay?
Let's be real, man.
Piece of shit.
You know I would make something like the Transformers movies. Just not give a fuck. I was like, yeah, man, Mark Wahlberg. Bud Light sponsoring us?
Dude,
gotta make a couple fucking robot hyenas. What do you think?
I got pushed up against the wall and I didn't have a response today at work. Uh-huh. Because I am my own record of being a Pacific Rim hater.
Sure. I don't really particularly care.
I hate it. I think we spend way too much time with the human characters.
Yeah, characters.
And I don't care about any of them except Idris Elba, and we don't spend time with him.
Yeah, all he does is bleed his nose.
So I'm like, I just don't like it. Like, we spend what feels like 182 hours before we actually see a robot fight.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh,
yeah,
so
it's just punching.
They're like, so you just want punching and, like, action? And I'm like, yeah, I would like more action. They're like, well, you can go watch a Transformers movie. And I'm like, fuck, you got me.
No, the Transformers didn't even have barely any action. All the action was lame.
You know what's really weird about the Transformers movies? There's always, like, this weird subplot where the parents are, like, getting high for the first time.
Yeah,
or, like, getting drunk for the first time.
They're getting in really, really big misadventures.
They're just like, bah, 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 bah. And I'm like, there is a female robot trying to kill your son.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf is literally talking to a wall right now.
Shia LaBeouf? The whole movie. They said that Michael Bay, to get honest reactions out of Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox, he would just put him in a scene and not tell him where the explosions were happening. Dude, I promise you, that's an exact quote. He would just be like, all right, in action. Oh, fuck, oh, shit.
Dude, every... Do you remember in the first one with Mark Wahlberg, they screeched the movie to a halt to be like, yes, I am fucking this girl who's an underage.
Yeah, and they explain it.
But it's okay, because...
It's like, what the fuck, dude? I didn't watch the second Mark Wahlberg movie, but
I
saw the clip
either.
Where he stops a Decepticon sword with an Arthur sword or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm not even mad at this point, dude.
Dude.
The last movie, he killed a dude with a football.
Oh, he did.
Remember that?
He teleported to be able to do it.
Yeah. He's looking down like, I'm going to get you. And then Mark Wahlberg turns around. Oh, fuck. Bam. Gets tackled through the window. It's like, yo.
At least try, man. Oh, you wanna know why I didn't watch The Last Night was what it was called?
Why not?
Because John Nashley, Transformers super fans.
Oh, they die.
They live and die by the Transformers.
Love them.
They went to go see the movie and they're like, Jason, I gotta tell you something. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, is Unicron in this movie? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, okay. Does he show up in, like, a post-credit scene? Are we getting Unicron in the next one? Yeah. And he's like, well, Unicron is Earth. And I was like, I'm out.
How did they feel about The Last Night?
They liked it.
Sure.
Because, but they didn't grow up watching, like, the TV movie.
I don't really think, if I knew nothing about Transformers, that's a shitty franchise, dude.
Dude, Unicron. Unicron is Earth.
Yeah, that's very lame. I had fun with the first one when I was a kid.
I had no idea what was going on in the first one. You know what I was thinking about during the first movie? Like, what the hell is that Cloverfield trailer?
Yeah. It turned out to be a decent movie.
It did. I love Cloverfield. A lot of people hate it. I love Cloverfield. Even though the first time I saw Cloverfield, I threw up outside of the theater.
Really?
Yeah, I get motion sickness bad.
Damn.
Yeah, I can't do like the Blair Witch Project.
Like the first person?
Yeah, that was the problem. The shaky cam, I was like, God!
Do you get motion sick when you play, like, first-person shooters?
Sometimes. Some of them. Like, I think it's one of the Call of Duty games. Like, if you don't touch the joystick, like, it just...
Oh, yeah.
We're just gonna pretend that didn't happen.
I think you should just leave it where it is.
But, like, so, like, when the screen starts moving and shit, like, I don't really do well. And it's gotten worse in my old age. Like,
I tell you what fucked me. So, for weeks, months even, when I found out I was going on my honeymoon trip, what was the one thing I talked about? I was going to ride Star Tours. Star Tours, dude. Star Tours.
What?
Yeah, Star Tours. It's a ride at Disney.
Oh, okay.
I talked about this ride all the time. I can't believe you don't remember this.
Well, it was you talking about a Disney theme park ride, so I imagine half the time I just tuned out.
So I was like, Star Tours is going to be awesome. And yeah. I rode Star Tours and literally turned green on the ride. Haley was like, I thought you had died. And then, like, 2 weeks later, we came back from the honeymoon, and we went to go see Ant-Man and IMAX in 3D, and I literally had to get up out of the theater and go throw up. Because now I can't do 3D movies either.
Wow.
Because Star Tours fucked me.
Damn.
I was the younglings. And Star Tours was Anakin Skywalker.
Damn.
Dude, we're taking Abigail to Disney this Christmas. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. But one of the things is, like, I'm like, dude, I'm a signer for Jedi Academy.
Yeah.
This Jedi Academy is dope. They get to fight Darth Maul.
Or is it Darth Vader?
It's both.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How old? Can you...
You can't.
What are you fucking kidding?
It's like 10.
I can do much better against Darth Vader and Darth Maul than those fucking kids. They're fucking kids.
Dude, they're trained.
I've seen things, man. I have been disappointed.
They're trained. We're not. But I just wonder if there's like, a day where like the younglings training is like they're like learning to be Jedi's and Anakin walks out and he's just like. And you just watch in horror as you he mows down your
as
children.
As some cosplayer beats the crap out of your kid with a plastic sword. Pow, pow, pow. He even has it, like, heavy in to where the handle is, so he just...
He's holding it by the...
Yeah. He doesn't give a shit.
Dude, I can't believe in a movie... Like, I went to go see a movie in my, like, early teen years that had child murder.
Yeah.
Just...
That's what happened.
It's kind of played out like fun. It's like the kids are like, hey, Anakin. And he's like, shh. And the next thing you see is like another shot. So you never like deal with the fact that Anakin just murdered 15 children. But like it's there.
It happened. I really feel like revisiting the prequels. I'm at a stage now where I've come and I just, okay.
I hate them more.
I don't care. I'm done with them. But I will stand that I think a major, probably top two reasons why the prequels suck is definitely the dude that plays Anakin Skywalker.
That's part of it. In all three movies. Because the kid is sucks.
This is pod racing.
Motherfucker. You had to bring it up.
That's what he said.
You had to bring it up.
I usually bring up my favorite parts of movies, and we can all agree that the pod racing is better than Endgame. Just watching that little pod racing scene, I'm just like, who the fuck is Robert Downey Jr.? I am all about some fuck face kid pod racing guy. That's an exact quote.
Just for the record, you cried in Endgame.
Three times.
Three times.
I know for sure twice.
I think I cried three times too. All right, let's. It's been long enough.
Everybody's seen it. Okay. Everybody has seen this movie.
Yeah, it's true.
If you haven't, fuck you.
What three times?
First time is when the Guardians and Spider-Man came back. Yeah. It was building to an emotional climax of Black Panther's back, Falcon's back, Bucky's back, blah 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 blah. Yeah. Doctor Strange is back, and then the Guardians come in, and then the final one, Spider-Man swoops
down.
I was crying in awe. My jaw was literally.
I remember we made eye contact at one point in time, both just tears flowing.
I was like, really? That was the craziest thing I've ever seen, and I know for sure I cried a second time. Not during the Iron Man death or the funeral, but when they did the epic signatures.
Yeah.
And Robert Downey Jr. came on screen, I was just like, dude, this guy did it, man.
He did it. I know my three times.
Okay.
One, honorable mention, I didn't cry, but when Cap picks up Mjolnir.
Picks up what?
Mjolnir? Mjolnir.
Yeah.
I went.
Picks up Mjolnir?
I went.
Oh, yeah. The crowd literally could not contain themselves. They went, yeah! Everybody freaked out.
But my noise was...
like a small little
and
orgasm.
And then I started, like, doing that really nervous laugh I do, yeah, where I'm like...
It was crazy, man. He wasn't just hitting him with the hammer. He was summoning thunder.
I know.
He was hitting the shield with the hammer to attack.
I don't know if that's how that works, but I'm okay with it.
No, whosoever is worthy will possess the power of Thor. That, and this leads to a theory I have that Vision was bluffing the entire time. Because Vision picked up Thor's hammer because he's a machine. He didn't have the power of Thor.
He just picked up the hammer and handed it to him.
He's been faking this whole time.
But he didn't really ever mention that he did it. Huh? He was just like, here.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone else thought it was...
Because if he brought attention to it, they would know. He knew. He knew that all he had was a little laser beam that came out of his head and he could shift. But listen, in Infinity War, or not Infinity War, Civil War, he's like, oh no, I'm restraining myself. But he gets his ass handed to him by Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything in the battle.
He gets hammered into the friend zone, literally.
Yeah, yeah. He fucking hurts one of his own dudes. And then if anymore, he gets the ever-loving shit
out of him. Not only hurts one of his dudes, paralyzes him.
And then he gets stabbed by a spear, and he's like, oh, it sounds like he's trying to come up with an excuse. Oh, that spear has special properties. That's why it stabbed me. Like, he literally, he's full of shit.
The Rooster Brothers guy's full of shit. Damn it, Paul. Like, you just say the line, and it's like, he stabbed me.
He stabbed me.
But, so I made that noise.
Uh-huh.
I cried when I heard the radio crackle, and I went, oh, no.
Yeah.
Because I knew they were all good. Like, I didn't know it was going to be the epic scene it was.
Right.
I thought they were just going to come up behind him.
Yeah.
And then I cried during that. Like, so when Spider-Man, like the second Panther comes out and the crowd started cheering, I was like, I teared up.
Shout-outs, you know, Black Panther, the movie had some flaws, but the people love them some Black Panther,
he's
man.
He is a good character.
He's a crowd pleaser,
and he's a great actor.
Man. Yeah.
And then you see when Star-Lord comes flying out, I was like... I was like, this is
everyone.
So tears are welling up in my eyes, but I'm not crying. Then finally, like, fucking Valkyrie comes flying in on a Pegasus, and I'm like, oh. And then I pull it together. Iron Man dies. I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna cry anymore.
Right.
Fucking, I'll tell you the second scene that made me cry.
Okay.
When Happy's sitting there with Morgan, and he's like, "Can I get you anything?" And she's like, "I'd like a cheeseburger." And I knew what they were doing. They were making a callback to the first movie. Yeah. And I fucking was like, I'm a dad! And then I was like, okay, I'm better. I'm better. I'm not. I'm done crying. And then fucking Peggy Carter and
Steve.
And Steve dancing. I was like, fuck, I'm tearing up thinking about that now. That's fucking
beautiful. They showed a clip in Civil War. You just see the back of his head, but it's a really old dude carrying the casket. People are saying that's old Steve.
I gotta go back and watch Civil War now.
I gotta go back and watch Winter Soldier, man. That's such a good movie.
Oh, I have a really funny story.
Mm-hmm.
So, some of my friends went to go see Captain Marvel before they saw Endgame, obviously.
Right.
And, at the beginning of Captain Marvel, there's this big, like, the Marvel logo is just Stan Lee drawing.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the original. And it's like, thanks, Stan. And the people at work said there was a, like, guy who had to be in his 80s behind him who was like, who's Stan? So, presumably, this guy was in a coma.
Yeah.
Awoke from his coma, and he was like, what are the kids watching today? And they were like, well, there's this Captain Marvel.
Who the fuck is Stan? And think about this, though. He thinks that through every Marvel movie. He's just like, yo, who the fuck is this dude? Why is he in all the movies? Like, what is the importance?
Iron Man? Wait, what?
Yeah. And then he sees, like, the Avengers movie, like, ha, superheroes, give me a break. He's like, what is this dude talking about? He's seen all the superheroes. What the fuck is... And that's honestly, that might be more enjoyable. That might make Stan Lee's appearances more enjoyable.
And they said at one point in time...
This dude's drinking the fucking Gamma Milk. Who the fuck is this guy?
He's a fucking astronaut, too. What is happening?
That was in fucking space! And what?
And then, like, in the middle of it, he said, this guy's like, what's that blue cube? Why are they so angry to get it? What the fuck is a Tesseract? Yeah. Who the fuck is Marvel?
Yeah. Oh, we gotta get Peter Parker. Oh, great, because I know who the fuck Peter Parker. Holy shit, he's a Spider-Man? I would love... please do not take this... Anybody, please do not take this the wrong way. But if I ever... I'm going to write it in my will. If I ever get dementia, just let me keep watching the Marvel Cinematic movies. Who the fuck is this pussy? He's not going to change the war at all. Holy shit! He's enormous!
When the fuck... why is the Hulk talking?
He's always angry! What the fuck does that mean?
I'm angry trying to figure out the goddamn plot to this movie. What the fuck is a Hydra?
What the... Dude, that's the Human Torch. Why the fuck is the Human Torch? Where's the rest of the Fantastic Four? Oh my god.
Whew. We didn't do as much damage this time.
It's like, yo, why is Rhodey a different person? What the fuck happened to Rhodey?
Why is this old man called Tony Stark, Tony Stank? What is happening?
This guy's an asshole. He just sits around and watches all the superheroes do all the work. He was alive in the 70s, too? What the fuck? I can't get away from this guy.
Who's Stan?
Who's Stan? Who the fuck is Stan?
So every now and then at work, you'll just, like, someone will be like, and then you do this, and you do this mixer, and you'll just hear... Who's Stan?
Well,
I think you should go to the Church of the Goo.
I did a secret podcast.
A secret podcast in the Church of the Goo?
In the Church of the Goo.
Like, you were like, dude, just invite the pastor onto.
I would rather not do that.
Just go to a public place. A very public place.
Who the fuck is Stan? All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening. I think I feel like I've said what I needed to say.
I think we have enough damage.
More than we've already done.
I thought that was the catchphrase of this show.
More damage?
More damage. Or I think we've done enough damage. I think is how you normally sign off. Look
at you.
Do you remember? So I guess we're signing off.
Oh, shout outs to the very first official member of the Church of Toby, by the way.
Who?
Jeremy Doty.
What?
$15 subscription on Patreon. He's been holding it down.
He gave money to... I mean, yeah.
That's exactly what he did.
I'm totally going to do that as well.
Oh, yeah? You don't sound that convinced? No, he gets the first copy, actual copy that I'm working on right now, of the Book of Toby. It's all three Spider-Man screenplays formed into one. He gets the very first ones.
Can you do that? Can you just take someone else's shit and be like,
sure,
here, it's on my Patreon.
Well, he's not paying me for the book. That's just one of the things I do for a Patreon.
What else do you do for the $15 Patreon?
You get access to every single audio of all my sets. And so it constantly gets updated.
That's Patreon what, Church of Toby?
Patreon Timothy Watkins.
Patreon.com/Timothy Watkins?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are your tiers?
Gas money tier, $3.
Okay.
Get early access to all my posts, blah, blah, blah. $5 tier called the uncreative process. You get access to all audio of all my sets from like a year ago to current, and constantly updated.
And $15.
$15 is all the perks of 1 and 2, plus official membership of the Church of Toby and a book.
Well, what about 20? I will blow you.
I will blow you.
I will come suck to your house. And
no perks. No, none of the rest of the perks from the rest of the tier. But you do get a blowjob.
Did you or did you not write, I'll suck your dick for a dollar, man.
I'll suck your fucking dick.
I live this shit.
I live. Austin, shut the fuck. This is television.
Dude, we need to re-release that.
Dude,
I'm pretty proud of
this. Brittany's brother, he watched it, and he died laughing when it was like, little did Shane Smith know, the authorities were waiting for him outside. And as he's walking down the street, I just run out and tackle him like, you son of a bitch!
You do. You say you son of a...
Why the children, Shane? Why the fucking children? And I'm behind you in your car with, like, a plunger.
Well, like, no. At first, like, you're like, we come up with a plot. Like, yeah. It'd be awesome if you were reading a comic book on the toilet. And I pop out of the bathtub Undertaker style, like, yeah, you did. And was like, what are you planning on doing here today? And I was like, but we had to go through the logistics of, like, I don't want my dick on.
Yeah, you were pretty frugal about it.
I was like, I'm not pulling my pants down. Yeah. Like, I don't have a
And then I made it my mission to, like, touch you on the leg and yeah, make you as uncomfortable as possible. Yeah, it was great. We literally came up with that whole idea that night, pretty yeah, much. Dude, it was supposed to be just like a 5-minute video. It turned out being,
like,
amazing.
Like 20 minutes yeah, or something. Do we need to do another one?
We should. That was fun.
I'm all for that. All right, so I cut you off again.
No, I think we've done enough damage.
Okay, have we done enough damage?
Now you've
coming back for...
I just rolled with it.
I thought we were having a goo situation.
The goo.
So join us once again for another episode of Cancer's Dick Video.
You remember. How sweet. Thank you once again to Jason Galt for being on this podcast. And thank you once again, and I will always thank you at the end of these episodes, for listening to this meaningless bullshit. Hope it added something to your lives. If not, took away a few things as well. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time.